Hi, this is Mace Haroff. Welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Times are different. We have technology in our lives, and as medical sales professionals, you are probably using that technology on a regular basis. Now, some of you are smart enough and wise enough to use this technology intelligently, while clearly some folks just are not. Let me give you an example. I've been doing a consulting project for a company who brought me on board to help them hire a medical sales force. And as I've been reviewing resumes and trying to narrow down the pool to some candidates that I can interview, I've been going on to LinkedIn and Facebook to see what is posted there about the candidates. Well, lo and behold, I looked at the profile on Facebook of one candidate where a young lady had right at the top of her profile the lyrics to one of her favorite songs. Now, I have to tell you that there was one common thread throughout the lyric, and that was the repeated use of the F-bomb over and over and over again. Now, I'm not a prude. I've been known to launch a few F-bombs myself when appropriately stimulated to do so. However, I would never, I mean never, ever think of posting it in a social media location such as Facebook or LinkedIn, especially if I was in sales, where someone, perhaps a client or one of my customers or one of my intended customers, might see it. You see, here's what happens. Whether someone is doing business with you or not, if they are on Facebook or on LinkedIn and they have associated with other people who perhaps know you or do what you do, oftentimes what pops up is a suggestion to link in with someone that you may know, and that someone that you may know could be you. Now, they may go to your profile just out of curiosity, just to see who you are. And if they see something that affects them in a negative way, then they are going to think about you in a negative way. And if this person is a potential customer of yours, or even a present customer, which is probably worse, your business could be in jeopardy. Back during the first quarter of this year, I was contacted by a medical sales representative who was having some difficulty in one of his accounts, and he asked me for some advice. For some reason, I wanted to get a feel for what this person looked like, what their attitudes were. So again, I looked at LinkedIn and Facebook. And on his Facebook account, where if you're familiar with Facebook, you have the option of allowing people who you have not friended to see your photos or not. Well, he allowed everyone who went to his Facebook page to see all of his photos. So I clicked on his photos, and lo and behold, in one of the first rows of photos is a picture of this person with smoke coming out of his mouth, and in his hand, let's say, was a hand-rolled cigarette, which was made famous by Cheech and Chong back in the 70s and 80s. And if you don't know who Cheech and Chong is, that's fine. We'll let that one lie. But let's just say that this person was doing something that is probably illegal in some form in all 50 states. And whether it should be or not is irrelevant. Whatever your judgments are about this are also irrelevant. All that matters is how a customer or even the management in his company would perceive this person if they saw this photo. So here's the rule. Let's sum it up. Don't post anything on any of your social media pages that you wouldn't want your boss to see or the president of the company. Don't post anything on your social media pages that you would not want your best, most conservative, most reserved customer to see. It's that simple, because sooner or later, they will. The internet is an open book. Everyone has access to it, and whatever you post there, more or less, is there forever. The last chapter in my book, Mastering Medical Sales, is called Medical Sales 2.0, Using the Internet and Social Media. Social media and the internet can be a great way to create more awareness of you and your products and services for your customers, and even help to build confidence for your customers. But you have to be careful not to misuse it. Think about it before you click that send button or share button, because once you do, it's there forever. And if you're going to share something, make sure you share something that's going to bring you business, not help you to lose business. And in case you're wondering, did I interview the young lady who posted the F-bombs all over her Facebook site? Well, my answer is F-bomb No. Thanks for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And if you don't already have a copy of my book, Mastering Medical Sales, this is a shameless self-promotion. You need to have a copy as you're preparing for 2011 and beyond. The medical sales landscape is changing, and you have to make sure you have the right information as you move forward. You can find my book at www.masteringmedicalsales.com or at Amazon.com. You could search under Mastering Medical Sales or Mace Haroff. And speaking of moving forward, as you move forward in your medical sales career, make sure you keep your focus on the patient, because everything you do ultimately is about the patient. The patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.